I'm John Batzer, Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, writing about Iran. The question of the protests of the death of the young woman in authorities' custody. That has led to videos coming out of Iran, also a shutdown in the internet from Iran, and other references to turmoil in many cities, not just the big city of Tehran. You report, Gregory, you think there's little prospect that there'll be any support for these protesters. Is that correct? And what does that mean about the Iranian regime? Is it under pressure, or is it likely to emerge again because it's brutal?
Well, yes, it's under pressure, but yes, I think it will prevail. But as I said in our recent report, is this the outburst which topples the clerics? Because that's the question which is asked every time there are mass protests. And in 2019, there were mass protests over food prices and food shortages and the like. And in that, the then president of and supreme leader of Iran cracked down with absolute force, killed at least 1,500 people. And in this latest outburst, we've only got reports of less than 50 people killed. And that's it in response to protests in 36, most of the 36 provinces of Iran. Now, certainly this has a cumulative effect, and people are saying, look, we're just not going to stand for this much more. But the reality is that the clerics know that, firstly, their only chance of survival is massive, draconian repression of any outbursts. When Khomeini took over from the Shah, and bear in mind that the West supported that because the Washington Post and the New York Times said that the Shah was locking up political prisoners and maybe had 1,000 of them. Well, within a year of taking over in 79, Khomeini had over 1 million people locked up and hundreds of thousands died. And what's interesting is that the current president of Iran, who was elected last year, President Raisi, he was Ayatollah Khomeini's one of his most important enforcers during that time, and was responsible for the possible death in direct and indirect form of maybe 35,000 people. So you think these guys will hesitate for a second in cracking down? Now, what's the West going to do about it? Does the West care? Well, particularly you've got a White House right now which is trying to resurrect the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which the Obama administration was anxious to prosecute in 2015, which was designed to slow up Iran's attempt to acquire nuclear weapons. Well, that's finished now, but nonetheless, we have the Biden administration attempting to negotiate with the clerics in Tehran to keep that alive. But really, this latest situation has got to prove that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action is dead and buried. All the more so because during this latest round of protests, we saw President Raisi going to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in Uzbekistan, in Samarkand, September 15th and 16th, and then signed Iran into the SCO as a full member.
Right.
Now, with that, the clerics bought themselves a protector. So it's very difficult for any foreign power to go in and attempt to influence a change of government in Iran, because now Iran comes under the protection of Russia and the People's Republic of China. So you've got this situation where the clerics are in no way attempting to satisfy the complaints of the public,
right,
over food or human rights or anything, but they now have a protector which will help them be even more.
They're under the wing of Moscow and Beijing jointly. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to the Horn of Africa and the strife in Ethiopia. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.